The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race programme tonight at Killarney, of course, third day of their 4-day July festival on Wednesday, July the 19th. And once again, we have a mixed card for you. We've got 4 races in the flat and 3 races over jumps, although, of course, the last one is a bumper. Very competitive stuff here this evening, the handicaps in particular have a wide open look to them, so they'll certainly take a little bit of deciphering. And of course, we don't really know at time of recording anyway, or I don't, what the ground's going to be like, because there are heavy forecasts of thundery showers for the area of Killarney down there on the west coast. So do keep an eye on that. Could quite change dramatically by the time they run the first race at 5:55. Well, let's move on to that opening race, which comes up at the start of the programme, over a mile and 3. And this is a very, very competitive mares and fillies handicap, if ever I saw one. Ran about 4-1 the field, I think, this morning. You can fancy several on their recent displays, including, of course, Hamley from the Peter Fahey stable, who's in unbelievably good form at the moment. She's managed to win her last 2 starts at Tipperary and at the Curragh last time out, beating, of course, Zeftan, who finished 3rd. And he's gone on to advertise that form line with a victory or 2 victories since. She's a very strong finisher, and this stiff uphill climb from the corner at Killarney will definitely suit her run style. Panda Green was a bit unlucky down in Down Raw the last day, so she's got to be a factor. But I quite like a couple against the field at bigger prices. Elusive Duchess would be one of them. Now, she's very thin on experience, but she's also run at 2 very commendable races on the speed figures. First time all, quickening up really well to win at Listowel on her first start. The fact that she was 33-1 suggested that connections didn't really fancy her, so that was very much a surprise. But nothing wrong with her run the other day in a listed race at Nace when she kept on well on ground that probably wouldn't have suited her to finish 5th behind Key to My Heart. Elizabeth Browning, who was 3rd, has won since, and off a mark of 89, I'm sure Adrian Keithley's charts can be competitive here, along with Panstar, who, drawn in stall 1, could make a good fist of it from the front here, as she did the last day down in Roscommon when she made all the running, beating Artistic Melody, who romped away with the first race here last night. It took into the mix the likes of Byron Beauty, who loves soft ground, and Wild Irish Rose, and we've got an absolute belter to open the card. But the 2 get to field, Elusive Duchess and Pan Star. On to the 6:25 then, and it's not often that you get a Grade 1 hurdler running in a mile 6 maiden at this venue, but that's exactly what we have here this evening in the shape of Early Beach from the Mullins stable. She was in cracking form throughout the depths of winter, of course landing that Grade 1 at Fairy House when she took the Royal Bond at the made expense of Saturnus and the Le Matelin, although she didn't really run up to standard at the Cheltenham and Fairy House festivals alike. She bounced back to form with an excellent run in the champion hurdle for the mares at the Punchestown Festival behind Apple's Jade. And surely she's been teed up for something you'd imagine at the Galway Festival here. The main danger looks to be the Dermot well-trained Alakaya, who ran really well first time up behind a horse called Love Me Not at Limerick on her debut. But the only slight question mark there, of course, is the in-and-out form of the Dermot Weld stable, which is a little bit of a concern at the moment in time. So I'll stick with Early Beach, who hopefully will make all the running in the hands of Declan McDonough. On to the 6:55, and I think the draw could play a significant role here this evening. Of course, last night, as we saw, quite a few horses that were drawn low had a huge advantage, and that is very much the case here for Cloudy Miss, who arrives here off the back of a convincing victory last time out down in Belliestown. She certainly threatened to do that on several occasions prior to that, including that run at Leopardstown when she was never near a third behind Jet Streaming. Everything went really swimmingly for her the other night, as I said, in Belliestown, and the runner-up, Camille, has gone on to advertise the form with a victory subsequently, so that form looks all right. And as I said, drawn in stall 1, she should get a lovely run round the inner. The main danger, or the probably the almost the automatic selection, would have been Empress Leia, but she's got an absolute horrible draw right out on the outside in stall 15, and I'm not sure whether she can overcome that, even though she is victorious courtesy of that win at Fairy House, and she was quite unlucky the other day at Gowran when she came from a good bit back to finish in ever nearer fourth with nothing to lose, finishing second that day, going on to win subsequently. Her overall form profile suggests that she might be able to certainly outrun her draw at the very least. On to the 7.25 then, and Lagos de Vegas is the one that most punters will be concentrating on here, no doubt. This horse has got to obviously bounce back after a slightly disappointing effort down in Killarney. But that said, the mistake that this horse made very early on when clipping heels and almost coming down obviously did for a chance, and Ruby Walsh was quite right to just to ease her off and pull her up. She's got some good level of form on the flat as well. It's not as if she's just one-dimensional. And hopefully this time with a degree of luck in running, Lagos de Vegas will take some beating there in that 7.25. But at the odds, I prefer Shingari from an each-way perspective. Now, if you go back to his run two starts ago, he was victorious over this particular course when he stayed him very strongly in the latter stages to gain victory over See the Lion. Most notably, of course, has gone on to frank that form with two subsequent victories. Everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong at the Curragh last time out when this horse was in front far too soon and basically pulled itself into the ground. But hopefully with a bit more conservative ride today in the hands of Dennis Hogan, of course, horses are in good form. I certainly expect Shingari to bounce back to something like its best form, and it's just a value pick really at 10-1. On to the 8 o'clock then, which doesn't look a particularly strong 2-mile-6 maiden hurdle. The one I quite like here is Mozilla from the Elizabeth Dahl stable, who ran a creditable race and indeed her best race so far today when finishing third in a cracking heat down in Kilbeggan the last time we saw her. That race went the way of the Willie Mullins train Miss Sapphire. Back in second was Mr. Showtime, who went into that contest in blinding form and of course has gone on to frank the form with a victory subsequently at Roscommon. So I've no hesitation to suggest that Mozilla has definitely got the best form in this particular race. And given that she stays the trip really well, that she was proven on softest ground over 3-mile-1. Everything looks set fair for Mozilla under similar conditions to run a belter there in race number 5. On to the 8.30 then, and I've got a little sneaky little bit of value here in the shape of Courtin' Catcher from the Patrick Duffy stable. This horse is certainly impervious to any conditions and has run incredibly well on its last two outings, particularly on the numbers. That third down in Gowran Park reads well on form, and given that the second horse, Sir Jack Yates, franked that particular contest with a victory here last night, I've got every confidence that Courtin' Catcher, if he runs up to that level, can certainly go well here. Add on top of that another excellent effort on softish ground at Roscommon the other day, gaining another strongly run race. Certainly that last circuit that was won by Presenting Julio was an absolute tear-up for a 3-mile handicap. Then this horse is clearly in the form of its life, despite knocking on into double figures now, age-wise. Conor Brazel takes a valuable 5 off, and like I say, it's got a course and distance win, and it goes on the ground as well. So hopefully Courtin' Catcher can justify my each-way confidence there in the penultimate race. On to the final contest, and pretty a modest-looking bump, it has to be said. It'll be a bit of a surprise if Galaxy Berg, you'd imagine, wouldn't be good enough to take this contest first time off the shelf, because the ones who've had a run so far, albeit they've run quite well, don't really look up to a very high standard. Of course, Marble Moon and the Diary Keeper, the two horses in question that have got a little bit of form, and albeit they ran quite well down in Tremore, that race wasn't a particularly strong one. So there's a good chance that this debutante from a nice French family, representing a stable who needs no second invitation in a race of like this, hopefully will take the last four favourite backers. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at the fourth and final day of the Killarney four-day festival, beginning at 1:35. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.